Four Philly cops were hurt while arresting a guy suspected of cashing fraudulent checks. This happened around 3 yesterday afternoon at Ace Checks Cash near Broad Street and Roosevelt Boulevard in Hunting Park. Police say they got a call about a man trying to cash a bad check. When they got there, the clerk told officers the guy had tried to do it before. Chief Inspector Scott Small says when the cops tried to question the man, he got violent.
So when the officers approached him and went to investigate him, he immediately started to resist arrest and assault the police officers. He actually pushed one of the officers down.
Then he says the man tried to run away, smashed through the front window of the store. Four officers were injured while arresting him, wanted to get stitches to his head after being pushed out of that window. All four officers have since been released, though, from the hospital.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.